Joining us from the Greenfield Police Department is Deputy Chief Chuck McMichael. Chuck, a question here about this new 411 tip anonymous tip system that you guys have for customized crime fighting. Just go ahead and tell us about what it's all about.
Sure. So it uses a software that completely anonymizes, I guess, if that's even a word, the provider of the tip. So a lot of people we find historically are, you know, skeptical about providing information on a family member or a neighbor because of the possibility that somebody's going to find out who's provided that tip. So with this system, it completely takes out any personal information. It hides the phone number from us. We don't get any information as far as who is providing the tip. The only information we get is the tip itself. The nice thing about it is the way the software works is we can have two-way conversation with a person providing the tip without ever knowing who they are. So it keeps that tipster completely anonymous.
So if you need to find out where it came from, or do you just have to accept that it's anonymous no matter what?
Yeah, that's an acceptance that we have to take. If the information provided to us doesn't quite get us what we need, then we go back to old-fashioned police work and we investigate the tip and the information provided to us, and we build a case from there.
Tip 411's president, Terry Hall, said that they listened to feedback from, you know, partners such as yourself. And what kind of feedback were you hearing, was he hearing, and from the community, I guess, about ways to, you know, form an app like this?
Yeah, so most of it is just like I said a few minutes ago, people are, you know, skeptical and honestly sometimes afraid to provide information because of who might find out. You look at crime, most of your major crime, where there's that fear of if I even act like I'm going to say something, you know, I have that fear of retribution. What is this person going to do when they find out that I provided information that put them in jail for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, whatever the case may be? So it's removing that person from the equation and still being able to provide us information that we need to solve some of these crimes.
Where can people get this app? Do they download it from somewhere?
Yeah, so the apps are available on both the Apple Play Store or the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. All they need to do is search Greenfield Police in the App Store, whichever they use, and that app will pop up on there. If people aren't wanting to download an app to their phone, they can simply send us a text message to their phone, or they can go onto our website at greenfieldin.org and just complete the online form there. Again, that is completely anonymous. The online form takes away the ability for us to communicate back and forth. All they need to do is text GPDTIP to 847-411. And provide the information, and we're going to get it through that system and be able to communicate both ways with that.
So if it's a text message, can they actually correspond with the police officer?
They can. The system allows us to do that and still providing that anonymous source.
What kind of crimes in Greenfield are you guys having the most trouble with right now?
Probably the same as just about everywhere. Drugs tend to be the root of most evils. We're no different than any other community with the, you know, drug problems. They tend to spur thefts, because people are trying to, you know, steal things to sell for money to be able to buy their drugs, whatever that drug might be. So it's a lot of the information we intend to get will probably, stem mostly from that initially. And then anytime we push out a bulletin trying to identify somebody or, looking for information on any particular crime, people will be able to respond to that bulletin through the app very easily and, again, provide anonymous information.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't believe so, other than, you know, I would say, we rely heavily on the support of our community to be able to do our jobs. We put on our social media page, you know, some of the hashtags, you know, better together. And honestly, we are all crime fighters, right? Everybody has information at some point in time that they can provide to help solve some crimes or to help identify a person. This system helps protect the people that do that. And that's the biggest key of this whole system, is to help protect people who are providing information.
All right. He's Deputy Chief of the Greenfield Police Department, Chuck McMichael. Chuck, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.